"Come on, Eve, it is your turn," said my cousin Rolly as she poked me in the leg. We were sitting on a small bed in front of a large window in her parents' home. In between us, on the bed, was a stack of cards ready for a game of fish. My concentration was interrupted by the view from the window. Walking slowly up the hill towards us was a group of adults. I was puzzled by their appearance. They were all dressed in black. Following my gaze, Rolly giggled and said, "They look like a group of black crows." I smiled, but a strange feeling of impending dread settled over me. Our parents and other family members were to attend a meeting in town. We children would be staying with our older cousins while they were away. Thoughts of fun activities were washed from my mind as I contemplated the reasons for the black attire on those new arrivals. Our parents appeared and, after issuing final instructions, waved goodbye. As they were not dressed in black, my 7-year-old mind immediately returned to the serious game of fish. Hours of fun passed quickly, and soon our parents returned from their meeting. We children were banished to the veranda, while the adults sat at the long kitchen table to relax with cups of tea. Rolly and I decided it was time for our afternoon tea. We had enjoyed an energetic play, and we were hungry. As we approached the closed kitchen door, the sound of sobbing could be heard. Some childish instinct caused us to stop and listen. A soft voice asked, "Will you tell Yvonne?" I looked at Rolly. "Tell me what?" My mother's voice replied, "She will be heartbroken. She and Dad were so close. How can I tell her he has died?" The shock and pain hit me at once. Died? Died? Granddad was in hospital with a cold and would be home in a couple of days. He would never leave me. The sound of my mother's sobbing continued as I pushed the door open. The terrible looks on their faces and my mother's cry hit me with such force that I fell to the floor. "No!" I screamed to my parents and the black crows. That afternoon is a nightmare of pain, tears and anger. I blamed my parents for not taking me with them for Granddad's final goodbye. Never again would I sit on his lap and sing songs, walk to the creek, the shop, and the mango orchard. That night, as my mother tucked me into my bed, she tried to explain her silence. This man was her father. He had raised her and looked out for us when my father was a soldier fighting overseas. I realised this was not all about me and my sorrow. As she held me, I put my face against hers and our tears flowed together.